Now joined by Vikings General Manager Rick Spielman. And Rick, this is very impressive indeed, the indoor practice facility. How important is it for a team to have this?
Yeah, most NFL teams are going to have an indoor practice facility, and one is because of the weather. Yeah. And as you can see, we're here in April and expecting our spring snowstorm. So it gives our players an opportunity not to lose any valuable time from a training standpoint. Even if we're in the season and we have inclement weather out there where we can't go outside to practice, it gives our coaches, it gives our players an opportunity to come indoors to get the quality work that you need instead of having to battle the elements outside.
What about the turf? Do you try and set everything up as the same as it would be in your home stadium?
Yeah, this is the exact turf that's down in our home stadium. Yeah. Our ownership replaced this past year. This is the most up-to-date, most advanced turf there is, and this is what is in a lot of NFL stadiums right now.
The amount that goes into this, and it's about preparing a team, isn't it?
And everything we can do, and it starts with our ownership. Our ownership gives us all the resources we need to get our players prepared as best as we can for the upcoming season. So everything that you've seen since you've been down here, every year we try to update. Every year we're out looking at new technologies, different techniques, stay ahead of the curve. And there's something new out there that we can help enhance our players' performance on the field. We're always going to be looking to do that.
What else were you doing here to prepare players for games? Do you pipe in noise, any of that?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Coach Faber's real big on the noise factor.
Yeah.
You know, we've actually purchased a speaker that we do put on a cart that goes up and down. And so if we're going to a visiting stadium, usually they're going to be screaming when our offense is on the field to try to disrupt the timing of our snap count and things like that, or our quarterback being able to call audible. So when our offense is practicing, we have it up here, and it's extremely loud where you can't hear yourself talk. So our players get used to communicating without being able to hear. But in fact, the coaches, myself, I think everybody in this facility wears earplugs just because you're going to have a tremendous headache when you get out of practice.
Back to that preparation, I guess.
And that's all part of it. Anything we can do that is different, we're always going to look to try to find that competitive advantage if we can.
How important is what goes on a practice field? This is a vital part of what you
guys
do.
This is what the product is on Sunday. It's a preparation from the strength training, the conditioning, from what they do in the classroom, from what we're going to do through our off-season program where they're not in pads, but they're still out there honing in on their techniques and their skills at each position that leads into training camp, that leads into your success in the season. And I think that was one of the big keys to our turnaround last year for our season, and because of what was established when we first started off.
And we'll see a true superstar in Adrian Peterson. Your thoughts on him as a player?
He is the MVP of the entire National Football League, so those fans over there are going to see the best of the best.
Hand off Adrian. Spurts through the line of scrimmage to the right side. Busts it outside to the 45 to the 50. Adrian Peterson is loose! Hits on the 20-10! Touchdown!
He is a very unique player on the field, and just the skill set that he shows at his position as a running back.
Hey, I give it to him 40 times.
The one thing I could say about Adrian Peterson, he's even a better person off the field. Adrian fits that bill of what a Minnesota Viking should be.
Well, thank you very much, Rick, for the tour. You have a questionable English accent, but a very talented team. We look forward to seeing
it. I know at 3 I get some tea.